September 20th, 2011.
Last week we left off on Tezvav Amud Aleph, in the middle of a brisa. The Mishnah on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph pointed out that there sometimes you have a Korban Mincha that's a little different from the other menachas. That a normal Korban Mincha requires Shemen Olavoina, but a Minchas Chayte does not.
And
the Mincha Saita also does not. Mincha Sa'omer does require Shemen Olavoina, but it's Bomen HaSa'orim. Normally a Mincha is Bomen HaMinachitim, from wheat. Mincha Sa'omer is Bomen HaSa'orim. And the Mincha Saita is also Bomen HaSa'orim. So the Gemara is trying to explain the reason for these differences. So we left off on Tezvav Amud Aleph. We started, we'll go again. Tanya, about 20 lines from the bottom of Tezvav Amud Aleph. Tanya, Amar Rab Shimon. Shimon is trying to explain Taima Dekroa, the reason why the dinim are slightly different over here. Amar Rab Shimon, Bidin Hu Yosha dictates Shetehein Minchas Chayta to an Hashem and a Levayna. We should really make him spend more money on a Minchas Chayta, because he sins, so let it cost him some money when he brings the mincha. Shelo yehei chayte niska, shouldn't get away by paying so little. But the din is that not so. He doesn't pay for Hashem and Levayim from Neima, ain't a tuna. Why does Halacha say he don't have? Shelo yehei korbanah mehuda, because he sinned. So we don't want that it should be a fancy korban. So you leave out the Shem and you leave out the Levayim. Ubedinhu, and also when a person brings a voluntary carbon to the Beis HaMikdash and Neder and Adovah, so he has to bring the Sochim, he has to bring Menchasim and Iskeim in conjunction. Uvedin hushtetei chatas chel of Tulan and Sochim, we really should have said, if a person is Machal Shabbos b'shoigeg, great chel of Adam b'shoigeg, he has to bring a carbon chatas, so we really should have said, let it cost him also. He did an aver, so let it cost him, let him spend money to pay for wine, for an Sochim. Shaloi hei chayte niska, shouldn't get away with saving money, with being so cheap. But the halacha is not some. Pneima ein atuna. What's the reason why the halacha says that korban chatos doesn't require yain? Shaloi hei korban muhuda. The same reason that a minchas chayte, you don't have yain, you don't have shemen olavaino. So the same reason a korban chatos, you don't bring yain. Aval. But this explains why once in a while you do have a chatas, that you do have yayin. When is that? Av chatas shel mitzorah v'ashamai, the mitzorah who becomes tohor has to bring a whole series of karbonis. So the chatas and the asham that he brings are not to be mechaper for any avera that he did. That's called a korban mechusri kapara. You have a person, there are many people who are tamei. A person is tamei has to go to the mikveh. So when he goes to the mikveh, he's tohor with respect to handling chulin. If he touches chulin, he's not metame yet, or he's permitted to eat ma'aseh sheni. Right away, tovel v'yola, when a person comes out of the mikveh, he's allowed to eat ma'aseh sheni, but he's still not allowed to eat truma. He's still not allowed to touch truma. If he touches truma, so he'll passel it. He has to have harav shemesh. Whoever goes to mikveh has to wait, even if he waited a week, a month, a year, after he had to go to mikveh. Whenever he goes to mikveh, he has to wait till tzeisah kechavim of the following day. If he goes at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he waits till Tzeis Kechom of that day. If he goes to mikveh at night, he has to wait till tomorrow night, Tzeis Kechom. So once you have Hirav Shemesh, once he waits till Tzeis Kechom, then he's permitted to eat Truma. But it's still, there are some Temeim where that's still not sufficient in order to eat Korbanos, in order to enter the Beis HaMikdosh. You have a Zav, Zavi, or Ledes, and Metzora. These four people are Mechus Rikapar, means even if they went to the mikveh, and after they had the Hayr of Shemesh, they still have an obligation to bring a set of Karbonis. And Kolzman, they don't bring that set of Karbonis, they're still considered partially Tomei. They're not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, they're not allowed to eat Karbonis, not allowed to be Makrov Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, the Chatos and the Oshem of a Metzora is not Baal Achet, it's not in order to bring about Kapora for the sin that the Metzora did, it's a Mechusri Kapora. It's like a person has to go to Mikveh to remove the Tumen. You need Harv Shemesh to remove the Tumen Samos, they need these Karbonis, the Zav Zava, Yoledes and Metzora, need the Karbonis. So therefore, oh, that's going to be the Gemara's Kasha. Why do you say that the carbon is not Bola Chaper on an Avera? He did do an Avera. He did do an Avera. That's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's going to answer it. So Reb Shimon is explaining the reason why you don't bring Yayin on a carbon Chatos is because Shiloh Yehei Karbon Mehuda, because he did an Avera. So we don't want that. It should be a fancy carbon. So you leave out the wine. But the Chatos and the Oshem of a Mitzvah is not Bo'al Achet, it's not Lechaper, it's a Mechusri Kapara carbon. So therefore, Tunim Nesachim, Lefi She'enam Bo'im Alachet, it's not a carbon that's Bo'al Achet. The Gemara Nedarim points out, in my Gemara, I have Nedarim Nazir Soito together. So Gemara Nedarim, in this volume, happens to point out on Daf Lamed Hey, that there are other differences also. In Zvachim, there are more differences. But there's one fundamental difference between Karbonis Mechusri Kapara that are offered, the Zav Zavi Yoledes and Mitzvah, where the carbon is offered in order to complete the Tahara procedure, as opposed to any other kind of a carbon. So the Gemara says, Adin, Hakol Tzrichim Das, whenever they bring a carbon on my behalf, I have to be aware of the fact that they're bringing the carbon for me. I don't necessarily have to bring the carbon myself. Let's say a neighbor knows that I have to bring a carbon, I can't afford it, so they could be Magdish the carbon, having me in mind that I should be Yotzei. I should be miskaper. He'll be the magdish and I'll be the miskaper. The carbon will be offered for me. So the Gemara says, Hakol tzrichim das. Any carbon that's offered on behalf of someone else, the person on whose behalf it's being brought has to be aware of it, and he has to agree, has to be satisfied. With the exception of Mechusri Kapora, Zav Zavi, Yoledes, and Mitzora, they don't even have to know that anybody is bringing a carbon on their behalf. Let's say I have a little baby, and the baby becomes a Mitzora, and then the child gets healed, and you tovel him in the mikveh and everything, but then you have to bring the korbanos. So you're going to say, a child is a lab bar das till he reaches bar mitzvah. So you say, he can't shake off the tumas tzaras until he becomes bar mitzvah, because hakol tzrichim das, until you bring the korbanos, the korbanos always need das. So the person will remain a mitzvah for the rest, till he becomes bar mitzvah. And what do you do if you have a shaita, becomes a mitzvah? Or the Gemara talks about a case, a couple is married and the wife is not all there. The wife is missing a couple of marbles. So let's say the woman becomes a zava, and she goes to the mikveh, and she has to become Torah, but she has to bring karbonis as well. So she's a lab bas das, so she'll never be able to bring karbonis. The Gemara says, since it's a karbon mechus kapar, it's not bo'al ached, so then you don't need das. The Gemara Zerachim has other differences also. So the Gemara says that the chatos and the osham, usually a chatos and an osham are boy malachet lechaper, but the chatos and the osham of the metzora are simply mechusir kapar lefishen and boy malachet. Beg the Gemara your kasha. What do you mean? But the Gemara says, "Eini, that's not true. The metzora did do an avera, and that's why he was punished with tzaras. So shouldn't we assume that the chatos and the osham are brought to bring a kapar for his avera?" V'amar Rab Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rab Yonis, and the Tanoim said, Al Shiva Dvorim, the Goyim Boyim Bechule, there were seven Averis for which people are punished with an Egat Sarah. So he did do an Averis. So why are you so convinced that the Chatos and the Osham are not Boyim Alachet? And for the Gemara, no. The punishment that he got was he suffered Yisurim, he's a Mitzoyra. So that's Mechaper on the Aver. Hosam Minigi Hu Dirchapale. The fact that he had the Egat Sarah that brought about a Kapora, and the carbon that he brings when he becomes Torah, the Chatos and the Osham, that he brings when he's Oilem Mitumasa L'Tarasa, that's only Mechusir Kapor. That's Lishtarui B'Kot Shemhudu Kamaisi. That's not for the Kapor.
It's a misnomer. The word Chatos, as it relates to the Torah, it's a misnomer.
Usually Chatos means Alachet.
Right.
Here it's not a misnomer. It's called the Chatos because it has the dinam of a Chatos. Chatos, you have to have Zrikas on four corners of the Mizbech. That's the only korban. All the other kavanas you either do one zrika. Bchor Ma'aser Pesach is only one zrika, and Oilon Shlomim is Shtaim Shehein Arba. Two zrikas in these two corners. And Chatas is the only one that you do four zrikas in the four corners. And Chatas Behema, the zrika has to be Lemaila Michuta Sikra. The Mizbech was 9 amas tall, and then in each corner was a big block. There was a cube Ama Alama Alama. So the top of the Keren was 10 amas. So the very tippy top of the Mizbech was 10 amas tall. And the floor on top of the Mizbech where the Kohen walked, that was 9 amas tall. So there was a red line that's called the Chuta Sikra. There was a red line that went around the whole Mizbeach at the elevation of 5 amas, exactly in the middle. So the Chatos Behema is the only carbon where you do the Zrika Lemaila Mechuta Sikra. It has to be Al-Karnas on Mizbeach and on all the four corners. That's why we call it a Chatos, because it has all the dinim of a Chatos. And if you Shechtut Shlo Lishma, it'll be Pasul. But the one aspect of Chatos that it doesn't have is, maybe the main aspect, that it's not Bola Chapra Alachet. Yeah. So you say it's a misnomer in the sense that it's not lechapra alachet, but it has all the dinim like a chatas. So that's why the Torah calls it a chatas. So loshen mushal, okay. So that's what the Gemara answers. Pasa minigihu lechapa, you're right. People are suffering. Negot saras, it's brought on people as a punishment for some aver or another. The Gemara in Zvachim lists off, the Gemara in Erchen lists off all the averes, but the suffering, the surim that the person suffered, when he had the Negat Saras, that brought about the Kapora, and the Korbanos that he brings at the end, that's Mechusar Kapora. If what? Yeah. What Avera did the infant do? We don't know. Why did any infant suffer? What Avera did a little baby do that he should deserve suffering? The Gemara says, Ish Becheto Yemoso, Loyim Savas Albanim. Well, the bottom yudim salav is ish becheti masa is ish prat lekotin, that a cotton is punished because of the sins of his parents. The parents suffer when they see their child is sick, so they suffer also. But sometimes a child suffers, he has no parents. Sometimes you have a child, he's a yosim, has no father, has no mother. So what's their shuldik? What aver did he do? We don't know. Fegdig marakasha. If this system, the whole explanation that Rav Shimon in this Brisa, Rav Shimon is the one who's Darish Time of the Crow. He likes to always give explanations. Truth of the matter, all the Tanoim Darshan Time of the Crow. They all try to explain why does the Ganav pay Kefal and the Gazlan does not pay Kefal. Now, why is it Chamisha Bok Yishan Tachas Hashor, Barbatzon Tachas Hasem, why this and why that and why the other thing? Trying to figure out the reason for the mitzvahs, the Rambam has in the end of the Mor Nevuchim, in the end of the third tale of Mor Nevuchim, he tries to give a lot of Tamei HaMitzvahs. The Gemara says, all the Tanaim tried to give Tamei HaMitzvahs, that's a chelik of Liman HaTor, to try to understand what moral, ethical, or religious idea is the Chumash trying to teach us over here. Reb Shimon happens to go further than that. He says, not only is it a chelik of Liman HaTor to try to figure out the reasons for the mitzvahs, it's even considered one of the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Bam, that it regulates the application of the mitzvah. Whenever the reason that you figure out, all the Rabbanim get together and they figure out reasons for the mitzvahs, and whenever the reason for the time of the mitzvah doesn't apply, the whole mitzvah doesn't apply. That's Reb Shimon adds on, Darshina Time the Krah, that the reasons for the mitzvahs is from the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Bam. So here, this, what Reb Shimon is saying over here, all the Tanoim could say this as well. This is not uniquely Reb Shimon, the Dorish time of the crop. He's just explaining the reason for the mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, according to what he just said, according to Reb Shimon, that whenever it's a chatos that's not bol achaper, then we say it makes sense that there should be yayin l'nesachim, and that's why the chatos and the osham of a mitzorah is not bol achaper. That's why you are mechuyev to bring the sochim. So shouldn't I say the same for a nazir? A nazir, when he finishes the zman of the nazir, the nazir is also b'tiglachas, and also b'yayin, and also l'tami l'meisim. For as long as he was mekabel naziris, you have to be mekabel a minimum of 30 days. There's no maximum. You can be mekabel 30 years, 10 years, 5 years, 2 months, as long as he wants. It has to be a minimum of 30 days. When the zman is up, so we don't say, oh, the zman is up, so he's allowed to take a haircut, and he's allowed to drink all the wine he wants, he's allowed to go to the cemetery. He has to bring korbanos to be mater him. The korbanos of the Nazir are also considered mechusar kapara. not mechusik kapor in the sense that he was tamei. The other four people, the zabzavi aladis and mitzara tamei, and they go to mikvah and they have harav shemesh, and they're still tamei. There's still a leftover tumah benegiah to eating karbanos, benegiah to entering the beis hamikdash. The nozer is nishken tamei. He's not tamei fakat. He's kaddish. So because he's on a higher level of kedusha than a regular Yisrael, so he has these restrictions, tumah tiglachas and yayin. So when his man is up, he's not mutar automatically. He should really have to stay on that level of kedusha for the rest of his life. Malam HaKadosh v'lo maridin. So the din requires he has to bring a carbon to be mat to him to terminate the zman of the naziris. So since the carbon of the nazir also brings a chatas nazir. Since the carbon of the nazir is not boalachet, it's not lachape, it didn't do any aveire. The purpose of the carbon chatas of the nazir is to be mat to him, to terminate this Maram the Nazirah. So based on what Rav Shimon just said, we should compare Chatas Nazir to the Chatas and the Oshim of the Mitzora. So we should say that it's Ton Nesachim. So that's the Gemara.
Someone else could bring the Chatas for him?
Yeah, someone else can bring him for him.
Yeah,
even if he's a Katan. Let's say the Rambam quotes the Din from the Gemara, Ha'ov Madir is Beno Benazir. The father has a right only Beno Katan. When the child is ready after Bar Mitzvah, he's on his own. So the father cannot force... Right. So if the child is ready after Bar Mitzvah, the father cannot declare, I hereby declare my son is a Nazir. The child is on his own. He decides whether he wants to be a Nazir or not. But if the child is before Bar Mitzvah, so then we assume that it's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, the father has a right to declare his son. The mother does not have a right. Father has no right to declare a daughter, only the father with the son has the right to declare his son as a Nazir. So let's say the father says, I want my son to be a Nazir for 1 month. When the month is up, so the child should have to remain a Nazir until he becomes Bar Mitzvah, until he's able to bring the Karbonus. So the Rambam says, no, and you can bring the Karbonus now when he's a Katan. So the Kesef Mishnah is the Kasha, but a Katan is the Chalav Bar Das. And the Gemara says in the Dorm Daf Lamed, hey, Hakol Tzrichim Das, whenever someone brings a Karbon on your behalf, you have to be a Bar Das. You have to approve of the fact that they're bringing carbon for you. So the katan is alav bar das until bar mitzvah. So he's lacking das. How can it be acceptable? So the different answers that are given. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik said that's the answer, that the karbonus of the nazir is like mechusir kapar. It's not mechusir kapar in the sense that he needs the carbon to complete the tahara process like the zav zavi aledus and mitzvara, but the carbon is amatir. That's what the Gemara asked Akasha. According to what Reb Shimon just said, Ela Meyato, Chatas Nozer Tehetun and Nesachim, it should be the same as Chatas Mitzora, Lefi, Sheina Boalachet, it's a matir. The Korban Chatas Nozer is a matir to allow him to terminate the Naziris. And for the Gemara, the whole question only is within Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is giving this whole philosophy, he's giving Agansa Taima Dekro, that the reason why a regular Chatas doesn't have Yayin is because Shalai Hei Karbana Mehudar. But if it's a Chatas that's not Boalachet, then we would require that he should bring Nisachim, he should spend money on the Yayin also. And that's the reason why the Chatas Mitzayra needs Nisachim. So according to Reb Shimon, why shouldn't he require, and the din is not so. You look in the Chumash, it's not so. Why shouldn't we require that a Chatas Nazir should have to have Nisachim? After the Gemara, you have to say, you're forced into it. You have to say that Reb Shimon, Savalok Reb Lozer HaKapar. You have to say Reb Shimon holds like the Tana Reb Lozer HaKapar. The Omer, Nozer Nami Choytayu. The Pasuk says that the Nozer who becomes Tomei has to bring Korbanis Ashechota Ala Nefesh. What does it mean Ashechota Ala Nefesh? So the Pasuk Pshat was he became Tomei to a mace. A Nefesh means a dead person. The Nozer is allowed to handle a dead mouse, let's say. The Nozer has a class in biology. So they're going to dissect the mouse. So a dead mouse is from the Shemana Shortzim, that's Mitameh, but it's Mutter for a Kohen, it's Mutter for a Nozer to be Mitameh to Shar Tumas. Only also not to be Mitameh to a mace. So the Nozer is not allowed to be Mitameh to a mace. So the Pashup Shad, the Nozer Shenitma Lameis has to bring Korbanis, Ashachot Ala Nefesh, because it became Tameh accidentally. It became Tameh to the mace. That's the Pashup Shad. So Reb Lezer HaKapar has an additional level of interpretation. He says, no, Ashechat ala nefesh, he sinned against himself. That he was mekabel net in his ear, that itself is an aveira. Al shetzir atzma min ayayin. Al shetzir atzma min ayayin. So according to Reb Lezer HaKapar, that it's an aveira to be mekabel, to become an ascetic, to accept upon yourself not to drink wine. So it's not restricted only to a nazir tamei. Even a nazir tahor also. The nazir tahor, when he finishes the zman of the naziris, has to bring karbanis. So we always thought that the karbanis that the nazir tahor brings is similar to mechusar kapar, just to serve as a matir. Like over there, the karbanis amitahir by Zab Zavi, a letter to Mitzvah. Here, by the nazir, the karbanis serve as a matir. So the Gemara says, but according to Rabbi Elazar HaKapa, not only by a nazir shenitma lemeis, is it asher chata ala nefesh. Chata ala nefesh means he sinned against himself by accepting the naziris. So even a nazir tahar, also the carbon is bo alachet. He needs a kapara for having accepted the net and the naziris. Here there's a long tesis, has a steer between different sugyas, and they don't really come up with an answer. There are other gemaras where it says that Rabbi Elazar HaKapa only said it, this avera, if he became nitma lemeis. If he didn't become nitma lemeis, then not. Vosepis. But if the avera is al shetzir atzma min ayayin, that he's not enjoying Olam Hazeh. Everyone was, the Baruch Shalom brought us into the world to enjoy Olam Hazeh, the best of our abilities. The heter. So if that's the Avera, so why is it only Nazir Tomei? It should be Nazir Tahar also. So Tosis quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says, if a person is Mekabel Neda Naziris for a month, so he shuts himself up, he assesses himself, Ich ken ois halten for a month. Okay, so he'll observe it for a month. But he was Mekabel Neda Naziris for a month, and then he becomes Nitma Lameis, and he has to wait another month, that's more than he reckoned on. So since he has to observe 2 months begrudgingly, he never accepted this in the first place, so he's probably going to be mezalzel a little bit. He's probably not going to observe it fully. So that's what the Gemara says. Other Gemara says, Rav Elazar HaKapa only said it by a nazir tomei, and the net in the ziris is schlepping on way longer than he expected, and that's more than he reckoned on. So then we say the nazir needs a carbon for kapor. And our Gemara says not. So our Gemara says, according to Rav Shimon, he holds like Rav Elazar HaKapa, even by regular nazir tahor, the karbanos are also bo'alachet. The tushali aledus also. Your aledus brings a carbon. So is the carbon of the chatas that the aledus brings, is that also alachet? Did the aledus do an avera? But he say no, it's only mechusar kapar. It's in order to complete the tahara procedure. She has to go to mikveh at the end of 7 days or 14 days, depending whether she had a baby boy, baby girl. Then you need harav shemesh. She's a Tvil Yom Oruch. If she has a baby boy, so she's Tomei for 7 days and Tohar for 33 days. And then the Hire of Shemesh is at the end of the 40 days, the end of the whole Malos. And if she has a baby girl, she's Tomei for 14 days. She goes to Mikveh. And the Hire of Shemesh is not tomorrow night. The Hire of Shemesh is after the next 66 days. After the whole Malos of 80 days, by a boy, the whole Malos is 40 days. By the girl, the whole Malos is 80 days. That's called the Tvil Yom Oruch, Halang Tvil Yom. Normally, Tvil Yom is you go to mikveh today and you wait till Harav Shemesh tomorrow. And by the Oledes, it's a Tvil Yom Aruch. You have to wait another 33 days, another 66 days. So then the Oledes has to bring, at the end of the Malos, after the 40 to the 80 days, she has to bring Karbanos. So the Gemara has a whole debate in the Dorim and other Mesichtas. Maybe the Karban Yoledes is also Bo Alachet. Maybe it's not just to be Mata her, to complete her Tahara procedure. What Chet did she do? Right, so that's what the Gemara says. The women have pain when they deliver babies. So maybe she swore she's never going to be with her husband again. She doesn't want to have any more babies. And then she's going to violate it later on. Chatos, right. So it has all the properties of a chatos, 4 corners, the upper half from the Mizbeach, from the Chuta Sikra Lamaila. And if you do it Shalom Shema, it'll be possible. The question is it Baal Achet also? Is it doesn't have that property of chatas also? Oh no, it's not bo'alachet, it's not l'chapra alachet. So that's another mesich to say discuss then. Yeah. What are the both chumras? Just wait for... Yeah. Like a girl. The rano chumras and the boy, just like a girl. Just to wait for. She only has to bring one set of karbonis. If she has twins or triplets, they give her a break. It's cheaper by the dozen. So you only have to bring one set of karbonis.
The end of the Naziris brings chatas, oila, and shlomi.
Yeah, three karbonis. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says. The chatas that the Nazir brings at the end is a machlekes atanaim. Is it bo'al achet Well, no, it's like a mechusir kapar. It's not boalachet. Yeah, how does the Mishnah end off? Rabbi Gamliel is making a comment. Why is it, the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Gamliel, why is it that the Mincha Saito is Mincha Saor in Bali? Bali is the Hamaychel Behemoth. Usually human, they put it in Shalom Talat, okay. But Bali is basically Michael Behemoth. Human beings like to eat chitim, like to eat wheat. So in the Mishnah, first they quote Rabbi Meir. Where was Rabbi Meir? In the first perek. The Gemara is going to quote. Rabbi Meir is in the first perek. And Rabbi Gamliel is explaining in the Mishnah, why is the mincha of the soita so unusual that you bring it from Bali, which is basically Michael Behemoth? So he says, she acted like a behemoth, that she was having an affair with someone other than a husband. Behemoths don't have an institution of marriage, so today they're with one behemoth, tomorrow they're with a different girlfriend, the next day with a different girlfriend. They don't have a marriage that they stick with one partner. So this woman, the soita, is acting like a behemoth. So therefore, kakrabana Michael behemoth. That's why we insist that she should bring a carbon from Bali, which is Michael behemoth. So Rabbi Gamliel heard Rabbi Meir gave a different explanation why, and he wasn't happy with Rabbi Meir's explanation. Rabbi Meir's explanation was quoted by the Mishnayos in the first parak. So now the beginning of the second parak, they quote Rabbi Gamliel, who disagrees with Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara quotes the Braisa that has it more fully presented. The last line on Tezvav Amalav, Tanya Amalahem Rabbi Gamliel, Lachachamim, Rabbi Gamliel tells the other Tanoim, Sofrim, he refers to them respectfully, by honored rabbis. Sofrim, in Tanakh, you have sometimes in Divrei Yomim, the Rabbonim in the days of the Tanakh were known as Sofrim. So it's a question, what kind of a Loshen is that? What does that mean, Sofrim? So the Gemara in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, the Bavli says that the meaning of that terminology, Sofrim, is that they counted every letter in the Sefer Torah. They knew how many words there were, they knew how many letters, they knew exactly, this is supposed to be Mali, this is supposed to be Choser. That's how the Bavli says. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, gives a different reason why they were called, why the early Talmid HaChachamim, the earlier generations were called Sofrim, because they were trying to package together, to put together all of the Torah Shebal Peh, that it shouldn't be forgotten. So Lispor means to count. So, like the first pshat that the Bavli says, that they counted every letter in the Sefer Torah. So the Yishalmi says also they counted, but not they counted the letters in the Sefer Torah. They counted Arba Avos Nezikin. They collected all the dinim together, and they gave you a number. There are four Avos Nezikin. Or they said, Yud Gibel Dinim Nembra Benivla Seif Tohar. They would collect all the dinim and give you a number in order that you should remember the Torah Shebal Peh better. They were transmitting the Torah Shebal Peh in such a way that people shouldn't forget it. Shouldn't be too heavy to remember. So that's the Talmid HaChachamim in the earlier generations used to be known as Sofrim. It's an unusual expression here. Rabbi Gamliel is talking to his contemporaries. So he calls them honored rabbis. He calls them Sofrim. It's a strange expression. In the days of the Tanaim, they didn't use that expression anymore, Sofrim. So he says, Sofrim, hanichuli ved reshenekim in chaymer. Give me permission to speak. I have a beautiful vort over here. And he says his vort that since she acted like a behemoth, behemoths don't have an institution of marriage. They don't stick with the same partner. So this soita did the same. So what inspired Rabbi Gamliel to give this interpretation? So the Gemara fills in the story. The Shamal of Rabbi Meir de Kama, he heard Rabbi Meir say, and it's quoted in the first perik, the Kama, he hachilosai madani oilam. When she was trying to coax this man to be mezana with her, so she probably gave him delicious steak and delicious ice cream and desserts and cakes and fancy things. So therefore, we punish olaficha korbana Michael behemah. So Rabbi Gamliel says, how do you know that that's the case? If she's a wealthy woman, if she's an ashira, then she probably was coaxing the fella to be mezana by spending a lot of money on the food. Hotenach ashira. Your explanation, Rabbi Meir, the reason that you give that she has to bring a mincha for Michael Behema only makes sense if she can afford it, if she's wealthy. What if she's a poor woman? Poor women are also sometimes mizanet. It doesn't distinguish between wealthy women and poor women. So what explanation are you going to give over there? Ella, no, the reason is what I said. since she's acting like behemoths, behemoths don't have an institution of marriage, and they go from one to the other, so that's why the Torah says her carbon should dafke be a Michael behemoth.
Why are you assuming it's always the woman that's doing basically?
Yeah, sometimes the man is the one who starts off. I assume it's 50-50. No. So why are they assuming over here? I don't know. Why is Reb Meir assuming that she's coaxing him to be mezana? Maybe he's the one who's coaxing her. We don't know who the man is. A lot of times, I mean, the husband was Mekane lo, Kine lo v'nistra. In that case, we know who he is. Yeah.
Yeah, but he gets tested also. If she fails, and he fails with her.
If she drinks the Mai Mamorim, then they're both going to get sick. That's how the Mishnah says. Because the Mai Mamorim is not a miracle anyway. But there's no reason that she should get sick. Just because you have a little sand in, there's no cause to get sick. So the miracle occurs to the boil also. Yeah. So now the Mishnah is going to continue to discuss, to describe exactly what you do. So the Saita has to take a Shvua. It says, Nechomish, Vishbi Akoyin Es Elisha, it makes her swear that she was not Mezana, and she accepts upon herself a Klola, that if she was Mezana, then she should suffer when she drinks the Mai Mamor. And then after she takes the Shvua, then you have to write down the whole text of the Shvua on a piece of parchment and a cloth. You have to wait till it dries, and then you have to erase it into a cup of water. So the Mishnah here is discussing what material is the cup made from, and where do you get the water from, what kind of water is it, and then the Mishnah is going to say later. The Kohen has to be Mashbiah her first, and after he's Mashbiah her, then you write down the Nusach HaShvua, it's word for word what it says in the Chumash, you write down the Nusach HaShvua, and you have to erase it, Mochel HaMayim, you erase it. And then the din requires that you have to put in, it says you have to take a little sand from the floor of the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash and mix it in, a tiny little bit of sand, mix it in. It doesn't make it poisonous, but so it's going to be on a tam. It's not going to taste like fresh, delicious water. It's not going to taste too good. So the Mishnah is going to describe step by step what happens. Hoyameivi Fili Shel Cheres, the kli that she drank the water in was a kli cheres. How much water do you put in? So there's a machlokes hatanoim. So the first tana says you put in chatzi lug mayim min hakir. You take the water from the kir. Mayim kedoshim. The kir, all the water in the kir is kodesh, because the kir is a klisharis. So you take a chatzi lug. Rabbi Yudah disagrees and he says, no, you only need a revias halug. A revias halug, there are six beitzim, the volume of six eggs in a lug. So revias halug is a beitz al machzo, the volume of an egg and a half. And chatzi lug is the volume of three beitzim. So Rabbi Yudah says half the amount of water. What's the machlokes depend on how much water you need? So the Mishnah tells you what. Yeshem shem emayit b'ksav kach emayit b'mayim. There's a machlokes in the next Mishnah, the next daf, on Yud Zayin Amin Aleph, the very next Mishnah, on Yud Zayin Amin Aleph, exactly how much of what it says in Chumash do you have to write. So Rabbi Yudah cuts it down to half. You have to write half the amount that the Tanakhama says. So if you only write half the amount, so you only need half the amount of water to erase everything. According to the Tanakhama, you write twice as much, you need twice as much water to erase all of the ksab that you wrote on the cloth. The cloth also, how big does the cloth have to be? Big enough to write what you have to write. So according to Rabbi Yudah, the cloth can be half the size of the Tanakhama. So the Mishnah comments, Geshem Shem, Emayit B'Ksav, just like Rabbi Yudah in the next Mishnah. Yedzayin Amin Aleph says, you write half what the Tanakhama says, Kach B'Mayit B'Mayim. So he says, you need half the amount of water. Then the Kohen has to go, well, they left out a lot over here. She has to take the Shvua, then you have to write it after she takes the Shvua, then you have to erase it. And then after you erase it, then you have to take Nichnas L'Heichal, the Kohen goes into the Heichal. Finally, Mina turns to the right, Namakam Hayasham, and then in the Beis HaMikdash, the floor is not a dirt floor. You have tiles on the floor. So where is he going to get? He's not going to take pebbles. He's supposed to take sand. There is no sand there. So the Mishnah says they used to have one tile that had a ring on it, so you should be able to pick it up by putting your finger in the ring. And then when they picked up that tile, so there was sand over there. So in order to, once in a while, there would be a saita, so the coin would be able to take mikarka mishkan. The rest of the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, the whole Beis HaMikdash was full of tiles, that there is no sand. So the Mishnah says the kohen goes into the Hechel, Mokam Ayisham Amo Alamo, the Tavla Shal Shayish, there was a marble square piece there, Tabas Haisigvua Bo, that had a ring in order to stick your finger in to pick it up, Kishumag Bia, when he picked it up, Vinot Lofami Tachteho, and we take a little sand, a tiny little bit of sand, Vinoisen, how much sand do you have to take? Akazayas, Arevias, Akabetza, how much sand? So the Mishnah says just a little bit. Vinoisen Kadesha Iroi Alamayim, we just need enough sand that it should be visible. There's no Hidr Mitzvah to pour in more sand. If you're giving tzedakah to the Aniyim, to the Hidr Mitzvah, if you give more tzedakah. If you're Mafresh Truma, so it's a Hidr Mitzvah to give the Kayan more. But there's no Hidr Mitzvah to have longer tzitzis. Some Yeshiva Bachim thinks that bigger mitzvah to have longer tzitzis. The Yishalmi says, Eredorim She'en Lahem Shir, the Mishnah lists off certain things. So Yishalmi asks, why doesn't it list off other things as well? Why doesn't it mention offer by the Saita? Why doesn't it mention the length of the tzitzis? So he says, there's no Hidr Mitzvah over there. The Dorim She'en Lahem Shir, Apeh Ba'Bikurim Ba'Arayim Melech Hasanim Salmatar. If you learn more, then you get more of a mitzvah. You give more pay to the Anim, you get more of a mitzvah. A Korban Oilas Riyah. And Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, everyone has to visit, all the men have to visit the Beis HaMikdash, and they have to bring Oilas Riyah. So the minimum is, you have to be a Shutif. You can have 10 people be Shutif in one Oilas Riyah. You can have 1,000 people be Shutif in one Oilas Riyah. And if you want, you can bring 10 Oilas Riyahs. If you Ishki Matan Siyad, if you can afford it, so bring more. So the Mishnah says, Eile Dram Shem Lam Shir HaRoyon, the Korban Oilas Riyah, there's a Hidah Mitzvah, if you can afford it, so bring more. But the length of the tzitzis, or how much offer are you going to mix in? So the Yerushalmi says there's no Hidah Mitzvah to add on over there. So the Mishnah doesn't mention it. So you have to, how much offer do you need? Kidei she'iru ala mayim shenema min ha'offer, she'ye b'karka ha'mishkan yitin ha'koyim b'nosan el ha'moyim. What is shenema? I mean, shenema goes on everything in the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to explain b'nosan el ha'moyim. That phrase means it should be visible. So that it shouldn't dissolve in such a way that you won't even notice. You're going to throw a little bit of offer into the cup, into the fire of Shalcheres. You won't see it, so then you're not yet. It has to be visible. It has to be floating on top of the water, a little bit visible. So now the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim regarding the fire of Shalcheres, this earthenware vessel, the china cup that you're going to hold the water in, that she's going to have to drink. What kind of a cup is it? Tana, Brisa says, fire of Shalcheres, Chadosha, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with the Mishnah. Mishnah says it has to be a china cup. It doesn't have to be brand new, that was never used before. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with the Tana and the Mishnah. He says, no, it has to be a Filei Chadosha, a new one that was never used before. Shrek the Gemara, where does that come from? Sadin? Where is the Makar and Chumash with that? My time with Rabbi Shmuel? How does he know that it has to be Chadosha? So the Gemara says, he has a Gzereshah, but Goma Kli Kli, Mimitzora. Malahalon, what do you mean by Mitzora? By Mitzora, you don't mix in any offer. What do you do by Mitzora? You have to take Maim Chaim El Keli, and then you have to take Shtei Tziporim Chayis Tehoros, and you have to shecht one of them. You have the Tzipor HaShchut and the Tzipor HaMeshulachas. So when you shecht the Tzipor HaShchuto, you have to shecht it Alamayim. And you have to have some of the dam of the Tzipor HaShchuto should go into the container, into also a Kli Cheres container, and it should be visible. You should have so much dam should go in that it should be visible. The Gemara is going to say later, there are a few halachas where you have to mix something, into a liquid. You have to mix a liquid into another liquid, a solid into a liquid, in such a way that it should be visible.
How much mind by the Torah?
I don't remember. Don't remember. I have to look at Mishnayis Negoim to see what it says. I don't remember if there's any Shia. So the Gemara says, how does Rabbi Shmuel establish his Chiddush that has to be a brand new china cup that was never used before? So he learns Gzereshava from Mitzorah, Malahalon, Cheres Chadosha, just like by the Mitzorah, and the Shech Tzipa, Hashkuto, Alamayim, Hachayim, and the Kli Cheres. Has to be a brand new Kli Cheres that was never used before. Afkan Cheres Chadosha. So too, by the Soita, has to be brand new. Shrek the Gemara, so he just shifted the question. V'hasa min olam. How do you know that by mitzvah has to be a brand new cheres? Kli cheres, a cup that was never used before. So the Gemara, there's a pasuk. The siv is shochat as atzipa herchos. You have states of poem chayis tohiras. So one is going to be shchuta, one the tzipa of shchuta is going to be asabano. The tzipa ham shulacha is going to be muta bahano. So it says v'shochat as atzipa herchos el kli cheres al mayim chayim. So mayim chayim means that it's mei hamayon. When a person is tomei and he has to be toivol in order to remove the tumah, so there are two ways to be toivol. Either toivol in a mikveh. Mikveh is mei geshamim, either a rainwater or melted snow. And if it's a mei geshamim, it's only mitahar be'eshborin, shever. If you have a crack in the ground, then the water is stagnant. It's sitting there. If you have a river, if you have the rain. The rain is rolling down the mountain, and then you have a river that's flowing because this all came from rain at the end of the winter when all the snow on the mountaintops is melting, and then you have a big river from all of this melting snow. So that's not good for a mikveh, because megeshamim and hapshoras meishlogim, the melted snow is only mitair if it's beshborin. That's what the word mikveh means by definition. Mikveh means cover the kaimi, that the water is stagnant, and that's called eshbarin, a shever in the ground, a crack in the ground. Then there's another.
It's only from a tzayre.
Azav needs mayim chayim for tvila, and a mitzora needs mayim chayim not for the tvila. The mitzora needs mayim chayim for the putting in the shechting the tzipa hashchut ala mayim chayim. For the tefillah and the mikveh, the mitzvah does need mayim chayim. The only one who needs mayim chayim is the zav. The zav needs mayim chayim. Right. So let's say a person is tamei. So if he's a zav, he has to only be tovel mayim chayim. If he's any other tamei, he has a choice. He can either be tovel in a mikveh, that where the water is covered with kaimer, or he can be tovel in a mayon. A mayon is where the source of the water is not from the rain or from the melting snow, but rather from under the ground. There's a fountain of water that's shooting up from under the ground, and that, by definition, is mitar b'zochlin. The whole yichas of a mayon is when it is flowing. When it stands still, is ois mayon, then it's a mikveh. So a person usually has the option, anyone who's tomei, has the option, either be tovel ach mayon, or bar mikveh mayim, yihye tor. If the person is either tovel in a mayon, Mayim Chaim, or in a mikveh mayim, either one or the other, yihatar, the person will become tohor. The only one who needs dafke mayim chaim for the tvila purpose is the zav. That's the psukim in chumash. So the Gemara says, mayim chaim, ma mayim chaim shalanasis ben maloche. It's only called mayim chaim if it comes from an underground source, from a fountain under the ground, and it's flowing. If someone's going to do malacha with it, so then it's already ois. What do you mean? Someone's going to catch it in a cup and washes spoons there, and then he's going to pour it back out or something. So then it's no longer mayim chayim. Mayim chayim means it's straight from the original source, without being used for any malacha. So ma mayim chayim shalanasis by malacha. Af kli, the kli by the mincer is also shalanasis by malacha. So that's how you establish that the kli cheres by taharas hamitzora has to be Shalai Nasas by Malocha, and Rabbi Shmuel holds a Gzeres Shava. It says here Kli, and it says over there Kli. So by the Saita also, the finally Shalcheres, the Klecheres that she's going to drink the Maim Amarim from, should be a Hadosha. Feg Digmar Akasha, really? And there's such a Gzeres Shava according to Rabbi Shmuel. So why not say like this? Just like by the Mitzora, you have to Shech the Tzipar HaShchuta Ala Mayim HaChayim. The dam is going to be mixed in. It has this in common. The dam is going to be mixed into the mayim achaim, just like over here by the saita. The offer, min offer shiyeh b'karka mishkan, is going to be mixed into the mayim hamarim. That's what's going to make it mayim hamarim. That's why it's not going to taste so good. And they both have the same din. They share the same din in common. How much dam do you have to have, and what's the ratio between the dam and the mayim by the mitzora? What's the ratio between the offer and the mayim over here? Kadesh Yeroya. It should be visible. That's how the Gemara is going to say later. Both of them depend Kadesh Yeroya. So the Gemara says, and if Rabbi Shmuel holds the Gzeres Shava, everything from Mitzvah is carried over here to the Saita. So maybe I should insist that by the Saita she has to drink mayim chayim. That has to come from a mayon. And if it comes from the faucet, if it comes from Mei Gishomim, it's no good. Frek the Gemara, really, can you say that? if Rabbi Shmuel holds from Gzeira Shava, Imala Halamayim Chaim, Afkan Mayim Chaim, if you hold from such a Gzeira Shava, maybe you should come up with a new fangled Chiddush according to Rabbi Shmuel. We don't hold like Rabbi Shmuel. We hold like the, I don't know. Do we hold like Rabbi Shmuel? Maybe we do. I don't know. The Tzion and the Ram, I didn't look it up. They have the letter Gimel on Rabbi Shmuel Shita that has to be a Filer Shel Cheres Chadosh. Maybe the Rambam does pass. But if you hold like the Mishnah, that it doesn't have to be Chadosh, it means the Mishnah doesn't hold from the Gzeres Shava. So according to the Mishnah, you're not learning out from Mitzoyra to the Saita. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's a Gzeres Shava you learn out. So maybe you should come up with a new Chiddush that the Mayim Hamorim has to be Dafke Mei Mayon. So the Gemara says, yes, it is true. Because the Mishnah says they took the water for the Saita from the Mei HaKiyar. Where did the Kiyar get its water from? So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Shmuel Hachanami, it is correct. The Rabbi Shmuel is the one who holds from this Gzeres Shava Kli. And the Amar Rabbi Yechan, because there's a Gemara in Tzvachim, Rabbi Yechanan says, Mekir Rabbi Shmuel Lomim, Mei Mayan Hain, Vachacham Mamim, Mishar Mei Mishain. It's a Machalikas Hatanayim. Where did they get the water for the Kiyar? Did they get it from a plain river? That, and the source of the river is from the melting snow or from the rain, or did they get it, or the Mekir was filled with Mayim Chaim. So according to Rabbi Shmuel Anachanami, the source of the water in the Kiyar is from a Mayan. So the Gzeres Shava teaches you, the Mishnah says they took the water from the Kiyar for the Saita, the water in the Kiyar was Mei Mayan. So according to Rabbi Shmuel Taki, everything goes together. See here, according to the letters, if you look at the letter Gimel, the letter Hey, it's a contradiction. You've got to look in the Mefarshim and the Rambam over here. I didn't look it up. According to the...
Bakir, that says, when it's at the Shamamayim, you take the Kiyar, and then you put the water in. So how does it fit in here? Where does the water come from?
No, where do you have to get the water from, sir? Rabbi Shmuel claims the water in the Kiyar must originate from a Mayon. It has to originate from a Mayon. The Chachamim disagree. So according to the tiny letter Gimel, it would appear that the Rambam is paskening like Rabbi Shmuel. If he paskening like Rabbi Shmuel, means it's based on the Gzeres Shava of Kli. If you hold from the Gzeres Shava, then it should be Mayim Chaim over here. And here it says the Rambam paskening Mishar Meim is Hain. The Mei Hakir is not from a Mayim. So according to the letters of the Mar Mekaimus here, the Gimel and the Hay, there's a contradiction in the Rambam. You got to look in the Swarm. Okay, have to take a look. Yeah. They used to lower the kiyar into a mikveh, so it shouldn't become nifsa, right? That's the machlekes. The water under the ground that they used to fill up the kiyar from, Rabbi Shmuel claims. Yeah, they lived after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, Rabbi Shmuel. So they're arguing historically, what was the source of that water? Rabbi Shmuel claims that it was a mayon, and the Chachamim say no, it was a regular river. Regular from rainwater. It didn't have to be a Mayan. Freg de Gemara, this is the source you're learning out from Taharas HaMetzorek, Zerushava, Kli to a Saito, that it has to be Mayim Chaim and so on. Freg de Gemara, Ikele Mifrach, how can you learn out one from the other? By Metzorek, there's so many Chumras that don't apply, that don't appear by Saito. Mala Metzorek, Shekain Tone, Etzeres, V'ezem, V'shnisai, Luas. You need some of the other things over there that don't exist at all by the Saita. How can you borrow every din? How can you borrow every din from Mitzora and apply it to the... He's saying, according to Rabbi Shmuel, every single din by the Mitzora is carried over to the Saita. It doesn't make sense. There's room to distinguish because the Mitzora is much more chomer. And for the Gemara, no. Rabbi Shmuel's Shita is not based on a kli, a yalfus, a gzera shava. And it's because there's what the dings are over here. It's not based on a mamatzino. Simply, there you need water in a kli. Here you need water in a kli, so it's a mamatzino. No, it's based on the mashmos of the pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel Sheet is based on the mashmos. Omakro, big kli cheres, kli shamarti l'chokvar. When this parshas site is in Chumash Bamidbar and parshas Nosai. And the din of Mitzor is already earlier in the middle of Chumash Vayikra. So in the parsha of Saita, it says you should put the water. The Kli Cheres sounds like in the previously mentioned Kli Cheres. Look through where in the Chumash does it mention anything about a Kli Cheres prior to Parshas Noah. So the only place is by the Mitzora, that the Mitzora needs a Kli Cheres.
Why can't you say possibly that the Zereshev only applies to everything dealing with water and the Kli? Because that's what it's talking about.
about Minsara, so you only carry that over. So anything that would have completely, that's what you can drive Minsara, nothing else.
That, no, that's all the way it does apply. But the Gemara is asking, it's not Xerishava Mufna. There's Xerishava, you have the same word in two places. So sometimes it's Mufna Mitzadech, and sometimes Mufna Mishneh Tzadar. Sometimes Xerishava is like you have an asterisk over there, an asterisk over here, you have a star, and it means that there's a Shaychas to each other. So the Gemara talks about Xerishava Mufna Mishneh Tzadar. The word is Miyuter in both Psukim. And sometimes the word is miyuter. One pasuk is not miyuter in the other pasuk. So if it's mufna mishneh tzadim, the word is panui. The word is miyuter in both psukim. That's the best gzereshav you can have. That's lemei the main mishiv. Sometimes you have mufna mitzad echad, so then it's a machlekes satan. Here the Gemara says it's not mufna at all. The word kli is needed both in the pasuk by mitzur and the pasuk by the saita. No word is miyuter over here. So this is a shvach gzereshav over here. So the Gemara says, whenever... What? Yeah.
You don't make up your own Zereshavah. You don't try to figure it out. That you have a Zereshavah.
So that's a murderous kasha. All the Rishonim work on that kasha. How can the Gemara tell us rules? Zereshin. Meridika kasha. Taisus and the Shittim Kovet. They all ask that kasha. What do you tell me? Rules and regulations are when you have a right to apply Zereshavah. That if the word is miyuter in both places, in both psukim, then it's the best. But the Gemara says you can knock off Xerishava. Sometimes lemeid the mamashim. How can it be? But either you have the Kabbalah on the Xerishava, you don't. So one answer the Rishonim give is you don't have to have a Kabbalah on this particular Xerishava. Maybe they had a Kabbalah on the word, that the word So the Talmid HaChachamim have to apply their seichel. Which kli should be done in Zereshav? The word kli appears many times in Chumash. Maybe it's a different kli. Or which tachas, or which nesina. Yishalim. No, the Masor is that you have a right to darshan Zereshav on the word kli. But which kli is up to the Rabbanim to decide which kli. That's what some Rishonim say. There was only, you only have to have Eilon Dong Zereshav, Elim Ken Kibla Mirabba. He has to have a Kabbalah from his Rebbe that you have a right to be done in Zereshav on the word kli. The other Rishonim say even less than that. You don't even have to have a Masorah on the word. You have a Masorah, what's the Sachakol? How many Zereshavs do they have your right to Darshan? 148. I'm making up the number. I don't know. 148 Zereshavs. So every Talmud Chacham, every Tana, has the right to darshan 148 Zereshavas. He can darshan whatever he wants. But that's all, 148. Okay? So then it has to be, is it Mufna Mishnah Echad? Is it Mufna Mishnah Tzadim? And each Tana has the right to darshan 148 Zereshavas. Okay? But that's what the Rishonim are forced into saying. Because of your kasha, the Gemara talks about Xerishava. You have a right to dingzach. You don't have a right. What is that? What do you have the right to dingzach? Either you have a masorah on this Xerishava, you don't. So that's what they say. You don't need a Xerishava. You don't need a masorah on this particular Xerishava. Either you just need a masorah on the words that Ellen Ken Kibla Mirabba. The word kli is neat on the lidrash b'Xerishava. Or you don't even need a masorah on the word. Just on the number of Xerishavas, everyone has a right to darshan. 148 Zereshavas. You can't exceed it. You have a right to darshan 148. So that's what the Gemara Taina is over here. What kind of Zereshav is this? Nothing is mufna. The word kli is needed in both psukim. The word kli is not miyuta, not in the pasuk by the mitzora, by taharas ha-mitzora, nor is it miyuta in the pasuk by the soita. Each one needs a kli cheres. So if it...
What do you mean when you say, if you want to carry from one place to another place, carry everything over it, would that mean it has to be mufna by the states on it? Everything that says in A carries over to B?
No, you don't have to. Usually say Eng Zereshava Lamachza, whatever is within reason. So you carry over. No, but here they're not asking that you should carry over, eight Zeres V'yez of Yishnitai laws. They're proving that Mitzor is more Chomer than Saita, V'haraya, that there by Mitzor you need eight Zeres V'yez of Yishnitai laws, and here you don't. So how do you have a right to carry over all the chumras from Mitzorah to the Saita? You can do so. There it's Mochama. There you need Maim Chaim. There you need a kli chadosh. But over here, maybe you don't need maim chaim by the side, you don't need a kli chadosh. It's lemeidim and meshivim. There's what the dingzach. What are you dingzach? Mitzor is machomer over here. So that's what Rav Yin says. No, Rabbi Shmuel never meant to say that it's a gzera shavik kli kli. What he meant to say was the mashmos of the word. How does it read in the pasuk? V'nosan. The Gemara doesn't quote the pasuk. The word bikli. Gemara doesn't quote the pasuk. The pasuk has the mashmos by the seitan no, parshas nosai. Has the mashmos that the kli cheres that was mentioned earlier should be used over here as well. Omar Rabba, Omar Kro, the kli cheres, kli shamarti l'chokvar. The previously mentioned kli. So that's why we're working back with the other one. So the only thing you learn out is not exeris shavet that you should also learn out maim chaim. No, it's the kli is previously mentioned. So it has to be kli cheres chadosha. That's all. But you don't learn out. Therefore, you should need dafke maim chaim. You don't learn that out. So the Gemara assumes that it's a machlokes hatanaim. The Mishnah holds that you need for the soita, you need a kli cheres, but it doesn't have to be chadosha, even if it's a used earthenware cup. It's acceptable by the soita, by taras hamitzora, not there has to be chadosha. But by the soita, it doesn't have to be chadosha, and the chachamim disagree. So Omar Rava makes a comment, even according to the Chachamim, who hold that the Kli Cheres does not have to be Chadosha by the Hashkos, HaSoyta Loshan Welo Shelo Nisach Moponav. You have a Kli, you used it a few times, but it didn't get dirty, it didn't get black. What happens when the Nisach Moponav, Uchmo, Uchmo means the black, dark,
Psule.
Then it's Psule. If you have a China cup, that was used so many times that it's all stained and it's all dirty on the outside. So then it's no good. Even the Chachamim, the Rebbe Shmuel, will agree that it's no good. My time or why? Dumiya de mayim. Ma mayim shalai nishtanu. Water is water. Water is clear water. Av kli shalai nishtane. The kli, even the Chachamim, the Rebbe Shmuel, who don't require that it should be a kli cheres chadasha, they require that it shouldn't be stained. Freg the Gemara Shaila, what if it's a stained kli cheres? But then you're going to use detergent and you're going to get everything off and it's going to now look spick and span like brand new. Is that acceptable or not? Or it's going to be, let's say, kli cheres. It's stained to the extent you can't fix it. Can you use all the detergent you want? It's not going to get it clean, but you put it back into the kiln, put it back fine. Into the oven, into the fire.
Out.
And that's going to clean it out. So that the Gemara has any by the lip shita. What's the din? Boy, Rava, he has a shayla. I just said. Rava just said that even the Rabban and the Rabbi Shmuel would agree. If you have an old kli cheres that was used and it's full of stains on the outside, let's say a coffee cup, and you use it so often for coffee, it's full of coffee stains, you can't get them off. So what if it's nesachma v'hechzim l'tach ha'kib shan ho'esh, and I put it back into the oven where they make these China dishes. V'nislabnu. Now it looks like brand new. Mahu. What's the din? Me, I'm Reno. Should I say, came in the itru? Should I say, since it was puzzle for a couple of days, it was puzzle because it was so full of coffee stains, there was no way to wash it off with detergent. So it's nitre, can't use it. Or Dilma, maybe I should say, came in the hada. Maybe I should say, since it's reverted back to its original state, now it looks brand new, looks spick and span, it should be good. So Taisus here has a famous kashan. The Gemara in Shulchan Aruch, they have this, the Gemara in Sukkah that Tosfos quotes is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say you have a hodos. You have to have hadasim. Let's say you have hadasim. Hadasim have to have green leaves on them. What if you have hadasim, once in a while they have hadasim and they have berries growing on them? The Mishnah is talking about anova of merubim me'alof.
Can you pull it out?
So you pull it out. You pull out the berries. You'll never see it in the store. I remember once the fellow who was selling the astrogim in my neighborhood in Washington Heights, so he had among the hadasim, he had one that had berries on it, so he saved it and he showed it to everybody. We should know that such a thing exists that the Mishnahis talk about. So it's simple. If you have berries growing on it, so pull off the berries and there's no problem. Mishnah says on Shabbos and Yontov, you're not allowed to put off the berries because it's Misakin Mana. Because originally it was a pasul hadas, and now you made it into a kosher hadas, So that's assumed to be a misakin mana mid the rabbana. On the level of the raisa, Tyson says, what kind of misakin mana? He asked Gagoy, what did he do? Nothing. He pulled off the berries. He didn't change anything. But al pi alacha, the hodas was puzzled before, and that made it kosher. So when is that? When is the hodas puzzle if you have too many berries? If you have more berries, then you have leaves. If anova of merube me'alav, if you have more berries than you have leaves, so then it puzzles. So the Gemara has a shaila, if I have a hodas with full of berries, and I pulled off all the berries before Sukkot begins, when Sukkot enters, when Leil Sukkot enters, it's a kosher hodas, so then there's no shaila. There's no shaila of dichoy. The Gemara has a shaila, what if when Sukkot enters, it's a puzzle of hodas, and then a chalamoid. Shabbos Niyan to be not allowed to pull off, and chalamoid, I pull off all the berries. So should I say, since the beginning of this month, whatever happened before Sukkot doesn't count. The story begins with Sukkot. Before Sukkot is ancient history. When Sukkot began, this hodas was puzzled. It was nitche, and then it became kosher on chalamoid in the middle of Sukkot. So is there a psul of dichoy or not? So that's one sofik in the Gemara. So that's an ibay deloy pshita. Again, I think the Gemara says that for sure is kosher. When isn't it a bai lev shita? In the following case, if it was nira v'nitche, the chaz of nira. When Leil Sukkot enters, I have a hodas that's kosher. Then in the middle of Sukkot, it develops berries, so many berries that you have anav of merubim me'alav. And then in the middle of Sukkot, I'm going to pull off all the berries. So when Sukkot entered, it was kosher, it was nira. It was chazi, it was roi. And then in the middle of Sukkot, it became nifsal because anava berubim mi'alav. And then I rip off or they fall off by themselves. So that the Gemara has a shaila. Nira v'nitcha v'chazi v'nira is more of a psul than dichoy me'ikora. These are all dinam that are borrowed from karbanas by kachim. Oh, so the original pasuk Yuchumish says that a karban that has a mum may not be korev on the mizbeach, calls man that has the mum. And if the mum gets better by itself, or they do surgery on the animal, let's say it's a mum kavua, but they did surgery. Mum kavua means not going to get better by itself. And then they do surgery on the animal, it becomes a ispal mum. So then you will be able to be makir of it on the mizbech. So the pasuk has a mashmoes that this is only applicable to mum. And if it will be a different psul, if you had a carbon that had another psul, even if the psul disappears later on, since for a couple of hours, for a couple of minutes, you weren't able to be makir of the carbon, so it's kemish nitche, it's nitche li'olam vod. So in the sugyas in dichui, in zvachim, in the sugyas by kachim, the Gemara considers it more of a dichui if it started off nira v'nitche v'chazah v'nira. The carbon originally was kosher as a carbon. Not whatever happened before it was hugdash as a carbon is ancient history. That's l'malav l'mori. You are magdash it, and it was kosher, then it became nifsal, then it's chazah v'nira. So that's called, that for sure is dichoy. Nir v'nitcha v'chazim v'nir. If it's dichoy me'ikora, so that's a question in the Gemara, whether that's called dichoy. So the Gemara says by the... How can... What happens? Can't eat it, yeah?
But then you can eat it later on, can't you?
If the Yontav is over,
right.
If the Shabbos is over, yeah. The whole din of Beit HaShanol, the whole din of Beit HaShanol is only also on Yontav. On weekdays, there's no problem, yeah. No, but here, all of Sukkot, you have to shake a lulav and an esrim. So if you have Hadassim, that in the beginning of Yontav, Leil Knisas Yontav, the first night of Sukkot, the Hadassim were kosher. And then they became Nifsal, and then they became Chazavina, they became kosher. So that's an Ibaidalev Shita and the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. That's a sfeik of the din, whether the din of dichui, which originally was formulated by karbonas, the original source of psul dichui is by karbonas. Does that carry over to mitzvahs? Lulav and an esrik, hadasim, this is not a karbon, this is a mitzvah. The Gemara has a suffering, whether yesh dichui it's a mitzvah or ain't dichui it's a mitzvah. So Tosfos asks, why isn't the shaila over here similar to that shaila in Sukkot? Shouldn't it be the same shaila? I had a teacup, which was a china cup, and originally it would have been able to be used for the Hashkoas HaSaita. And then I used it for coffee so much that it's full of stains and I can't get the stains off. So now it's no longer kosher for Hashkoas HaSaita. And then I put it into the oven and it bakes out all the filth and it's like brand new now. So Tais wants to know, Why isn't this the same Ibayad Lev Shita as we had by the Hadassim? The Pashtus is that the Hadassim are the Chepta Shal Mitzvah. So the Gemara has a suffix. We know that there's a Psul Dichoy by Karbonis. What about by a Chepta Shal Mitzvah? Here, this is a Chepta Shal Mitzvah. This is not a Chepta Shal Mitzvah. She drinks the water. The cup is not the Mitzvah.
Over there you have two kelim, two separate objects. Here you have only one. Bahadasim, you're talking about two separate things, and you want to know whether you can fix it by taking out one of them. But over here, if you have only a kelim, say the same kelim would be changed. By
here it's also, by the Hadassim, also the same Hadassim. At Hadassim, Leil Knisas Yontif, they were kosher Hadassim. In the middle of Yontif, they developed so many berries that it's anov of Merubah right. Me'alav, and then you pluck off all the berries on Chalamoy, and now it's no longer possible. So the Gemara is talking about the same one Hodos, it was kosher, then it became possible, then it became kosher. So Tosfos says, isn't it the same Shiloh over here? I had a kosher cup, a china cup, and then it became so stained that I can't use it because it's Nisach Mupanav, it's black. It doesn't look fresh. And then I put it back, Hachzor Lekivshai, now it looks new again. So why isn't this the same shot? So the Pashta says that over there, the Hadassim is the Chepta Shal Mitzvah. We need Dal and Minim. So the Chepta Shal Mitzvah, that's the Gemara Sofik. Maybe the Din of Dicha by Karbonis carries over to Mitzvahs as well. But here, the Chepta Shal Mitzvah is the water. The Chepta Shal Mitzvah is not the cup. We wouldn't allow her to hold, so tell her, hold your hands out and we're going to pour water in your hand. So the Torah says, no, you have to have a cup. But the cup is not so much the Chepta Shal Mitzvah. Chepta Shal Mitzvah is the water that she drinks.
It's not the Shal Mitzvah.
Okay.
When you put the cup in the oven again, it's a new cup.
It's a new cup.
It's a whole, because it's not, the only way that would work is if you're putting in more material in it.
Hachzor Lev Kivshain is sometimes considered a new cup. By Kli Cheres, if you put it back in the oven, it's considered as if it's Panim Chadosh, as if it's a new thing.
Yes.
So that was the Gemara Sofik. Yeah, that was the Gemara Sofik. I mean, the Gemara held for sure that there should be a Psul of Dichoy. But the Gemara Sofik was, maybe it's a Panim Chadosh as Baal Lekan. Maybe I should treat it as if it's a new Kli.
Same Chayfetz.
Physically, it's the same Chayfetz. And Halacha declares with respect to certain dinim that Achzor Lev Kivshainis is considered a new Kli. Nunu. Anyway, that's the Gemara Shaila. And Taisus has this kasha. How does this compare to the dinim of Hadassim? Taisus wants to know. Yeah, what's the din? Let's say Maaser Sheni. The farmer has Maaser Sheni. He lives in Kiryat Shmona. He travels to Yerushalayim and he brings the Maaser Sheni into Yerushalayim. He's allowed to eat it. Then he takes it out of Yerushalayim. He's not allowed to eat it. Then he brings it back in. He is allowed to eat it. Anybody's going to say?
Gemara is talking about it.
Right, but there is no psul yotze. If you have a carbon kachim kalim, you can only eat it in Yerushalayim. If you take it out, it's nifsal b'yotze. So it's not going to help if you bring it back in. It's already nifsal b'yotze. Like nifsal b'lina, you have to burn it. So nifsal b'yotze, you have to burn it. It's possible. But if you have maisa sheni is not nifsal b'yotze. So Tosfos fecta kasha there in Bava Metzia, why don't you say dichoy? If you have the Maaser Sheni, it was brought into Yerushalayim, then you took it out, so you're not allowed to eat it, then you bring it back in. Why don't you apply Dichoy to the Maaser Sheni? Yeah, nothing ever happened.
If it was Tomei, let's say, to Tahir or something, that would be a change.
So let's say like this.
Was always kosher.
Right, so let's say like this. We shech the carbon, and this is a klisharis. Let's say a paper cup can't be a klisharis, it has to be metal. So let's say I have a metal kli, when mekabel adam, I'm supposed to zerk the dam on the mizbech, all of a sudden, the mizbech falls apart. Mizbech was nivka. The mizbech is only kosher if it's ravua, has to be square. Nivka ha-mizbech, and it's no longer ravua. So we ring a bell, and they get the maintenance men, and they come and they take cement, and they start fixing up, they make the mizbech, I'm standing there, I have to shake the dam that it shouldn't become hardened. I'm standing, it shouldn't coagulate. I'm standing, I'm shaking the dam. And then an hour later, after they finish making the whole mizbeach, it dries and everything is fine. Now, can I be zorek the dam? The dam, there was no problem with the dam. The dam was okay, just that you can't be zorek it on the mizbeach. That's an example. The Gemara quotes this as an example of dichoy. That's an example of dichoy in the Gemara. Even though the chisaron is not in the heftza of the korban itself, the chisaron is he can't be zarka. The mizbech has a problem. So l'chor the ma'aser sheni, what the teretz that you suggested is not so glut. Not so. It's logically it's a good teretz. But what do you do with this Gemara? You said you take the ma'aser sheni into Yerushalayim, take it out, take it in. The ma'aser sheni, nothing happened with the ma'aser sheni. You just can't eat ma'aser sheni chutz li Yerushalayim. It's still not the same. Still not the same. So that's what the Keren Ari discusses. How do you make your way through this maze? When is there an issue of dichoy? When is there not an issue of dichoy? And when did the Gemara Safik apply? The Gemara Safik by the Hadassim. Which cases? Is there a Safik? In which cases is there not a Safik? Davin Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, also such a case. Mishnah Berurah has such a funny, long bir halacha. You had a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Leil Rosh Hashanah was a kosher shofar. Then a Nachri comes and he worships the shofar. He makes it also banoah. So it's kitos mech the shura. So it doesn't have the shear. Shofar has to have a minimum shear of a tefach. So once the Nochri worships Avodah Zorah, he deifies the shofar, comes also manos, so it's kitos mech the shura.
Even in your property,
and then the Nochri is mevatel it later. Let's say it is his. If Zeno Shalot, let's say it is his. So the Nochri owns a shofar, has a museum with shofar, whatever. So the Nochri owns a shofar, and he worships the shofar in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. So Leil Rosh Hashanah, it was near it. It was a kosher shofar. And then he deifies it, it becomes Asabano, so it's Kitos Mech Teshur. And then he's Mevatel Avodah Zarah, then it becomes kosher again.
Impossible. So
the whole story is far-fetched.
An impossible situation.
Okay. The other one is also impossible. You have berries grow on Yontif, and you have enough in Meruv Mayalov. How could it happen so much? But they're talking, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch talk about all the theoretical cases, even if it's never going to happen in a million years. So this is a long Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, talks about this funny case. The Nachri had a shofar, and he worshipped it, and he was Mevatel Avodah Zarah. Do you say Yesh Dicha Yetzal Mitzvah Sanat? So that's an Ibai, the life sheet in the Gemara.
So I say the Rabbim would be Dolcha, maybe the Lotzah.
Mitzvah says that the Rabbim
would be Dolcha, maybe the
But if it's a Psul, it's a Psul. Mitzvah says that the Rabbim may be Dolcha, that you're allowed to climb up on a tree, maybe, to get the Shofar. In Olam Be'ilon, to get the Shofar, maybe a Mitzvah says that the Rabbim, maybe we would allow a Nochri to climb up. Amirul Nochri, we make a mitzvah derabim. Okay. Mitzvah derabim, you allow Isurim to be violated, which normally, Anisa derabonon. But if the shofar is possible, it's possible. It's not going to help that it's a mitzvah derabim. Yeah. So that case, a Safik and Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Tosis in the beginning of Ksubis points out that the Gemara, the derech of the Talmud Bavli is to discuss cases that are never going to come up in a million years. Theoretical cases, even if they never come up, just to be mevar what the halacha is. So Tosis quotes ledugma. What's an example of a case never going to happen? There's a Gemara in Mcharis talks about a cow is pregnant with an uber. They take the uber from this cow and they put it into the rechem of a different cow. And then the second cow gives birth. Tosis says, never going to happen in a million years. It's Maisa Mechol Yom now. They do it all the time. So Tosis quotes that Gemara, that the Gemara discusses abstract cases to be mevar what the halacha is, even though it's never going to happen. Tosis farempes Rashi there. Rashi says that Goyle the Doifik has a, when you bury a person in a casket, so not only the mace is metamei, the magam masabol, the Goyle the Doifik is also metamei. What is the Goyle the Doifik? What do the words mean? So Rashi says that the Goyle the Doifik means the walls on the side of the casket and the lid on top. So Tosis says, what is he talking about? The Gemara talks about a girl of a doifik of a live animal. How can you have the lid of a casket as a live animal? The walls of a casket, it's ridiculous. Obviously, that's not what it means. So Tosis gives a different shot what it means. And then they farem for Rashi, and they say, no, the style of the Talmud is to be mevar abstract cases, even if it's never going to happen in a million years. And they quote this Gemara by the behemoth. You have the pregnant cow, and you take out the uber from one cow, you put into the rechem of the other cow. Never going to happen. So the Gemara discusses abstract things. So to over here, they say, according to Rashi, the girl of the Dafik is taka, the lid on top of the coffin and the walls on the side. And the Gemara talks a whole discussion. What's the din if it's, you use a live animal as the lid of the coffin, even though it's never going to happen? The Gemara does discuss abstract cases that are never going to happen. Okay. So the Gemara had the shaila. Nachman, the Gemara had a suffix. What's the din? Had a klicheris. So Rabbi Shmuel said it has to be chadosha. If it's not chadosha, not acceptable. And the Chachamim disagree. It doesn't have to be chadosha. But they agree on my rabbi. Rabbi says, L'shana shalom nisach mapanab. If it became stained, if it's all full of coffee stains, then even the Rabbanim would agree that you can't use such a china cup. So the Gemara had a suffix, boy, Rava, what's the din? It became full of stains and you can't get the stains off with detergent, but you put it back in the oven and you bake it out, ceramics. So you put it back in the oven, should I say, kevin the hada hada? So the Gemara says, I'll prove to you what the din is. Toshma, we have a brisa, Rav Lazar Emer, Eitzeretz v'yez v'shnit toy loas, that's weird, that's why by the Mitzoyra. We're shifting now. But okay, so by the mitzvah, by the paradum, okay, if you have etzaras v'ez v'shnit toilos, shehiv shel behem kupaser la'achurav, he has an eight eres, means a branch of wood from a cedar tree. And he used it like a hobo. He has this branch on his shoulder, and he has this pack of underwear, whatever. He has his sandwich hanging at the other end of the thing. So he was mishtamish in the eight eres. So can he use it for the eight eres for the Taharas HaMetzorah or not? So it says in the Braise, if he used it to hold his backpack, it's on his on a, held on the on this on the branch, psulim. So the shot is, why is it psulim? Because it got bent a little bit. To straighten it out, it'll become straight again. So why can't you use it? Zetman for Hahasam Hadri Umipshiti, there you can straighten it out again and it'll look like brand new. So you see that since it was bent a little bit, even if he straightened it out, Tignashi, not allowed to use it. So it should be the same over here. Since for a while the cup was stained, even if you put it back into the oven, you're not allowed to use it. Everything in our name. Maybe that din, Rabbi Lazar's din, that if you use the etzeres, use the branch from the cedar tree to hold a pack or to hold a sandwich or something, it's possible. Maybe it's only Hassan Diklif Eklufi. Maybe it's only if the bark got scratched off, and that's not going to be able to be reversed. You can't restore it to its original state. But maybe Enoch and Ami, if your mamish restore it to its original state, maybe it will be good. So blip tani by lev shita by both by the klicheres, by the soita, and by the yetzeres, by the taharas hamitzar. Maybe if you used it and it got a little bit out of shape, and you can straighten it out, maybe it will be good. That's a shayla of dichri, where they say hobin itchi itchi, or not. Then the more comments on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the kohen who's arranging for the hashkos hasoita has to go into the heichal. He picks up this tabla shal shai shetzamo alama. He picks it up with the ring that he puts his finger in. Then he takes a little offer from the karka mishkan, and he says he turns to the right. Why did they institute it? The whole floor in the Beis HaMikdash had tiles, and there was one tile that you could pick up, and that tile was to the right. Why did they put it to the right? Why not put it to the left? So the Gemara, my time, or why is it to the right? We have a tradition based on the pasuk called Pina Shatapaina, La Yehu Ela Derech Imin. By Zrika Saddam, you have it by Sin Chanukah Licht also. You go from the left to the right. It's also based on Derech Imin. So here, they could have made the takana that they have this tile on the right side or on the left side. So since whenever you're doing a mitzvah, we always choose to go to the right. So that's why they put the tile on the right side. Okay. Lo yihu ela limin. Then the Gemara wants to know what happens if you pick up the tile from the floor and everything is karka kosher. Let's say they had so many soitas, they used up all the loose sand. They had so many saitas, they used up all the sand. There's no sand anymore. It's rocks there on the floor. So what do you do? So is it acceptable if I'll take offer from Yericho, I'll take offer from Beersheba, and I'll throw it on the floor in the Beis HaMikdash, and it'll become Karka Mishkan. Is that acceptable? So the Gemara says, for sure it's acceptable. The only thing that is what to negotiate, what to discuss is, what if I'll take a platter of offer from Yericho, bring it into the Heichal, and I won't put it on the floor. Once you put it on the floor, it becomes karka mishkan. That's for sure good. What if I'll just bring it in on a platter, and the kohen, instead of leaning over and picking up the block and picking up the tavla, they'll take a little offer that's sitting there. Is that acceptable or not? That's a machlokes hatanaim. But once you put it on the floor, so for sure it's good. So that's what the Gemara says. Tana Rabbanan, we have a braisa. Min hof hashayir, the karka mishkan, he should take menasan alamayim. Yochel yisak mi bachutz v'yachnis, maybe I'll prepare a tray full of offer and bring it in, I'll bring in the tray into the heichal, and I'll just take a spoonful of offer and throw it into the cup of the water. Maybe it doesn't have to come from the floor, no. The Talmud Lama, the Pasuk says, it has to be b'karka mishkan, it has to be from the floor. E b'karka mishkan, do you really take it literally? And you have to dig, you have to take a shovel and dig from the karka mishkan? And if I take a platter of offer and I'll throw it on the floor, teiknish, yochol yachpa b'kardoimas, maybe you have to dafke dig in the karka mishkan, Talmud Lama, sheyiyah. So you know if it's yiyah there. Ho ketzad, so what's the bottom line, what's the din? If yesham, if there's loose offer there, is havei. So let the kohen take the offer that's there. And ein sham, if there isn't loose offer, so take some. Tein shama, take some offer from some other place, throw it on the floor. Once you put it on the floor, it becomes karka mishkan. Offer be karka mishkan, and it's acceptable. Then Rashi has the girsa and the next braisa. It's not the way we have. Tanya Irach, we have another braisa that Rashi understands is mechuluk with the first braisa. So Rashi reads it, if you bring a tray of offer from outside, there isn't even any need to put the offer on the floor. Then it should become karka mishkan. You have a tray of offer in the hechel, so that's of hashiyah. It's not karka mishkan, of hashiyah b'mishkan. It's good enough. That's how Rashi reads it. That the second Tana is in disagreement with the first Tana. That it doesn't have to be taken from the floor. Yeah, how does he read the words? We have an argument. It says, Malameid, Tan Yirach min of Hashiyah, Malam Shahoy Mesakim Bachutz, you prepare a tray of offer, Umachnis Bikarka Mishkan. No? So by us, it sounds like you put it on the floor. So it sounds like the second Bryce is saying the same as the first. So Rashi doesn't have it like that. Rashi has Misakmi Bachutz Machnes, period. And then Rashi understands Bikarka Mishkan is the beginning of the next sentence. That's the beginning of the next sentence. Bikarka Mishkan is Ben Yehudoimer. Why does it say Bikarka Mishkan? So the two words Bikarka Mishkan, Isi Ben Yehuda is giving an interpretation. Not Bikarka Mishkan, the last two words of the previous sentence. Malam Shoyim Misakmi Bachutz. Machnes b'karka mishkan. No, misak machutz machnes. Period. You bring it in on a tray, and it's good. You don't have to pour it on the floor. And then starts a new paragraph. The two words b'karka mishkan are interpreted by the Tana Isi Ben Yehudaim. What it means is lahavi karka beisoy lamim. Well, it says in the pasuk twice. There's an extra word there. The original din says in Chumash that the husband should take his wife to the Mishkan. The Mishkan was in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a Mishkan. Then there was a Mishkan Shiloh. Mishkan Shiloh. So that's called the Mishkan. Then you built the Beis Olamim. Beis Olamim is no longer called the Mishkan. The difference is Beis Olamim is Kavua. Mishkan is traveling around. It's temporary. And the Beis Olamim means that it's Kavua, it's permanent. So maybe the whole din of Hashkoas HaSoita only applies in the Mishkan. Maybe it doesn't apply in a Beis HaMikdash and a Beis HaLamim. So that's what Isi ben Yehuda has a drasha. It says the phrase twice, Bikarka Mishkan a second time. Said, Meinu Inyan the Mishkan, Tenehu Inyan the Beis HaLamim. Even in the Beis HaLamim, you also have the din. That's how Rashi says the Girsa should be. We don't have the Girsa like that. By us, it says in the Gemara, Isi ben Yehuda says that those two words, Bikarka Mishkan, are coming to be Marbe. Lohavi, not only can you have Hashkoas HaSoito in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Mishkan and the Midbar, you can even have it in Shiloh and in Novan and Givon and in Beis Olamim. So Rashi says that's ridiculous. Shiloh is Mishkan. Shiloh is the same. The Mishkan that was originally in the Midbar, Mishkan Shiloh, same thing. So that doesn't need a ribui to be Marba. Noiva Givon, Tosa says the din is not, Rashi says the din is not correct. Noiva Givon, there was a Bama G'dayla. There was no Mishkan. Novi Givon was, there was Nov, and then Novi Arkoinen was destroyed. Then they made a Bama Gedoyle and Givon later on. So there was a Hechta Bamas. Everybody made a Bamas Yachid. And this was the Bamas Tzibah, the Bama Gedoyle was in Nov, and later was in Givon. So what's the din? Which Karbonis can you bring? So on a Bamas Yachid, the Gemara learns that from the Psukim in Parshas Re'eh, you can only bring the Dorm and the Dabas. You can't bring any Chayvis on a Bamas Yachid. What about on a Bamas Tzibur? So that's a big Machlekes Satanoim. Tosis quotes it, the top Tosis. So Rashi quotes the opinion, that's the more popular opinion, Rashi quotes, you can only be Makriv on a Bamas Tzibur Chayvis Shekavu Alehem Zman. Let's say a person is Mukhiyev to bring a Korban Pesach. You have to bring Korban Pesach, a Yud Dalad Nissen. No two ways about it. But let's say somebody was Machal Shabbos B'Shoigeg, and he has to bring a Korban Chatos. So someone did another Aver, has to bring a Korban Osham. So that's a Chayv, She'ein Zman or Kavua. There's no specific Zman that you have to bring that Chayv. So the din is that only Chayv She'kavua Lehem Zman Adoich HaShabbos and Doich HaTumah. Tumah Hutcha B'Tzibur, the Mishnah says in Tumura, doesn't really depend on Korban Yochid versus Korban Tzibur. Depends on Zman HaKavua versus Zain Zman HaKavua. So if it's a Korban Shez Zman HaKavua, then it's Deich HaShabbos, then it's Deich HaTumah. So that's the Rashi quotes, that's the popular opinion. The only Chayvus that you can be Makriv on a Bamas Yochid, you can only bring the Dorm and the Dovus. Ish Kalayosha Be'enav Yusharis Akriv. Yusharis means whatever you want to volunteer. Chayvus you can't bring on a Bamas Yochid. Bamas Tzibur you can bring Chayvus provided that it's Kavua Lozman. Kavua Lozman, that's a Korban Pesach. It's a Korban Yochid Chayvo Shekavua Lozman. But Chatos and Hashem he can't bring. So the Parsha of Saita is a Korban Chayvo. The husband is Mukhiv to bring the Mincha Saita, but it's not Kavua Lozman. He can bring it whenever he wants to. He can bring it next week and bring it the week after. It doesn't have to be Dafke today. So Rashi crosses out Novi Givon. Novi Givon, you can't bring, you can't have a minchas, you can't have the whole Ashkos HaSoita, because you have to have a minchas Soita. Minchas Soita is a Chayva Sheina Kabul Olozman. So Rashi crosses out Shiloh. I don't need a Pasuk to be Marbe that you can have Ashkos HaSoita and Shiloh. Shiloh is a Mishkan. The same Mishkan and the Midbar is in Shiloh. He crosses out Novi Givon, the din is not true. The din is not true. In Novi Givon, you can't bring a minchas Soita. So Rashi's only left with Lahavi Karka, Beis Alamim. Isi ben Yehuda is saying that those two words, Bekarka HaMishkan, are Miyutor. It's already understood in the Pasuk. So the Chiddush is, not only can you have a Hashkos HaSoita in the Mishkan and the Midbar, and in Shiloh, you can even have in the Beis Alamim as well. That's Rashi's Girsa. Tosis chapters Rashi, who says that Isi ben Yehuda holds like that Tana. Rashi quotes the popular opinion from the Tanoim, that in Nova Givon, Bizman, that there was a Bamigdala, you can only bring on the Bamigdala Chayvus Shekavu Alehem Zman. Chayvus Shein Kavu Alehem Zman, you can't bring. So Tosis chapters, why did Rashi have to cross out the words Nova Givon? Because he's assuming that this Tana Issa ben Yehuda holds like that famous opinion. Maybe Issa ben Yehuda holds like the other Tana, that you can bring all Chayvus in Nova Givon. But that's where Rashi crossed out the gears. Okay. We'll have to do the next, the rest, yeah. Doesn't matter. Once you detach the offer, it's no longer has a status of Afar Eretz Yisrael. Let's say if you plant something in Eretz Yisrael, it's chayv in Shumas and Maizah. Plant something in Chutz Lord, you're not chayv in Shumas and Maizah. Let's say I'll take offer from Chutz Lord and I'll throw it on the ground in Eretz Yisrael, then I'll plant. It just became Afar Eretz Yisrael. And if you take offer from Eretz Yisrael and you move it to Chutz Lord, and you plant something there, it's not Chayv in Shumas Maizah, it's Afar Chutz Lords. We have a minig, it's based on the pasuk in the end of Hazin, of Echipar Admosai Amoy, that whoever is buried in Eretz Yisrael gets a Mechilas Avoinus. So for many years, the Rishonim had a minig, that you take a packet of offer from Eretz Yisrael, and you cover over, you put it on different parts of the body before you bury him. So it's Takapella, what does it help? Once you detach the offer from Eretz Yisrael, it's Ois Afar Eretz Yisrael. It no longer has the status of Afar Eretz Yisrael. It's a Pella Dikaminik, yeah.
By the Mishkan, you say the Afar of the Mishkan, the Chatzar of the Mishkan. You could have, when there was a Mishkan, when there was a Sota, you took the dirt from anywhere in you didn't necessarily have to be inside the Mishkan. You could have taken it in the chutzar of the Mishkan. Right?
You can take for any. You can take it for chutzlords, but then you have to put it on the ground in the floor of the Mishkan. Rashi says the second Tana says you don't have to put it on the floor. We hold like the first Tana. In the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, the Chumash tells us one of the Kori HaEmuna. We believe in the coming of Mashiach. So the Pasuk says, we read all about the Teuchecha in Parshas Kisava last Shabbos, so Teuchecha is Gefelach. And then the Pasuk says, when all of this will take place, it already took place. Klal Yisrael suffered so many different pogroms, so many different... Shavuot, and they had a different generation. Everything already happened. And then, in the end of days, v'shaftar Hashem alakecho, we will all do tshuva, v'shamata b'kolo, and then v'shav Hashem alakecho, shivuscha, HaKadosh Baruch will bring us back into Eretz Yisrael. And even if we'll be from the furthest location in the world, miyandi dacha v'kseh Hashemayim, v'sham mekabetzcha Hashem alakecho, v'sham yikachecho, and where will He bring us? V'yadiyacha el ha'aretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. So this is the Ikir and Emunah of Bias HaMashiach. We believe that in the end of days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see to it that we will do tshuva. That's how the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuvos, Kvar Hivticha HaTorah, says, Shofam Shal Yisrael La'asas tshuva. And then we will be brought back to Eretz Yisrael. It will be a kibbutz Golias. And then it will be a wonderful yishuv. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Malachim about the Ikir of Bias HaMashiach. So he says, whoever doesn't believe in Mashiach is not only contradicting the words of the other Nevi'im, he's contradicting the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, as it says, and he quotes this pasuk. This goes on the days of Bias HaMashiach. And then he quotes also the Psukim in Parshas Balak, and the words Bilam. Reina v'layatash, reina v'laykarov, when Bilam is referring to the Nevu'ah of Yemos HaMashiach. What is this idea, the Iker and Emun of Yemos HaMashiach? So the Gemara has a lashon, the Rabbanu Shel Olam doesn't make a nes levatola. The Rabbanu Shel Olam is not going to do a nes unnecessarily. That's why the Rambam writes, why was a nes Chanukah that the oil burned for 8 days? Because it took him 4 days, took the Chashmonaim 4 days to travel to the location where they could squeeze out the olives, and then it took him 4 days to travel back. If they could have gotten olive oil in 2 days, then there wouldn't be any need for a miracle that the oil should burn for 8 days. Kadosh Baruch only does a miracle when it's necessary. So the Rabban Shalom made a miracle. He created the world Yesh Me'ayin. There wasn't anything there. The whole Bria Sa'ilam was a miracle Yesh Me'ayin. What in the world did He do that for? Why did He create a world? This is a terrible world. People are killing each other. They're hurting each other. The whole world is self-destructing now. So it must be, we believe, that the Nevi'im tell us there will come a day that there will be a tikkun for the whole world. Not only a tikkun for Bnei Yisrael, a tikkun for the whole world. It'll make sense. So far, the last 6,000 years, the world does not make sense. Cain and Hevel haben sich geschluckt. Cain kills Hevel, and everything goes wrong. From day number one, nothing is going right in the world. But that's what we believe, that the nest that the Rabban Shalom made in creating the world will not be Levat Tola. He told us, He promised us, that the day will come that there'll be a Bias HaMashiach. No, that's what we're hoping and praying for. And the davening on Rosh Hashanah, we speak about shofar. So we say, "Tka b'shofar gadol l'chei v'seinu." We hope that we'll be able to witness the day of the coming of Mashiach. The shofar gadol l'chei v'seinu is shofar shal Mashiach. We hope we should be zeichet to see it. Amen.
Next week will be a shir on Yom Daraim on Rosh Hashanah.
Rabbi, what does the Rambam do with the Mashiach?
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Shalom Aleichem. Good.
It's wonderful to see you.
Baruch Hashem.
Again. This is my friend Yehuda.
Nice to meet you.
At home he was called Edel. Today he's called Yehuda.
Okay. Which is better? Maybe Edel is better? Okay.
Edel is better.
Mine's fine.